DrugDrive101.com, Big Can here. Drinking my favorite smoothie. Oh, it's good. Okay, let's get down to business. So let's talk about teams. I got a comment on one of my videos that teams make all that crazy money, man. That crazy money. Let's get down to a few things. One, teams do not make crazy money, right? They make whatever money they make is two individuals running, which means if you can run hard as a solo, you can make that money just divided by two. Even if you're a owner operator, it's still money divided by two. So you got to understand that it never ever is solo money, right? It may be quoted like solo money. They may say run teams and you make $100,000, but that's $50,000 times two. It's not really crazy money. Run teams and if you're an owner operator, you'll make $300,000. Right. Well, that $300,000 is actually gross. There's taxes, there's fuel, there's a lot of shit that needs to come out of that money. And then you divide it by two. And when you divide it by two, it'll come out to whatever a single person can actually get. And a lot of guys get caught up in the idea of, well, you don't understand. It's like, no, I do understand. A lot of people think, oh, well, I'm married, so, you know, me and my wife's income is one. I would recommend you go to Misfit Trucker. Misfit Trucker. Fit as in physically fit. If you go to her site and you listen to her talk about teams, now you understand why I don't really recommend teams. Because it is extremely hard on women to run teams. More so than it is on men to run teams. Watch that video and you'll see why. Now, the next thing that a lot of people forget about teams is rest. And she also talks about this in video. As a guy who used to be a truck driver trainer, let me tell you, when I used to run 6,000 miles, 7,000 miles with a student, it was good money for me. But it was also hell because the truck didn't stop. We were always going to go. You couldn't, you know, you got rest, but it wasn't the best rest. The best way to run is as a solo. So you get 10 hours stopped sleep. Less stressful. You know, less drama. That's what you want to do. The problem with most people is that they don't seem to understand, real life. They don't. They don't understand that there is no miracle pill in trucking. There is no billion-dollar job in trucking. There really is. There's no billion-dollar job. There's no million-dollar job unless you plan to be a multimillionaire owner. Those things don't exist for you. Sorry. This is a job you can make $50,000 to $60,000 to $70,000 to $80,000 a year. And to make that kind of money, you got to go specialize. You have to make some sacrifices. And yeah, I've heard guys make $100,000 a year. The only profession I've ever heard that in is either guys working at, well, several professions. The guys working in the oil field or the guys working in car hauling, doing short city hauls. I used to work at a company called Precision Motor Transport. They had guys there making $140,000 a year. But those guys were doing that shit illegally. I don't even know if you can still do that, but you probably could get close. But that's the realistic money that you're going to make. And understand, the more money you make, the more sacrifice you make. One of the biggest misconceptions in trucking is that, you know, I'm going to leave trucking and I'm going to go get a regular job. And then I'm going to be home every night. And many of you dudes find out very quickly that's a fucking fantasy. A lot of this shit is a fantasy, bro. You know what? I'm going to do a whole podcast about that. But this, you get the gist. Teams is a hard way to run. I wouldn't personally recommend you do it. especially not indefinitely, as a married team does. You are sacrificing your health, and you run extremely hard, right? And it ain't worth it. So, anyway, guys, truckdriver101.com. I don't care whether it's an owner-operator or a solo. That's two incomes. You can do that, sleep 10 hours with the truck stop, and be a solo. And your wife could go solo and do her own thing, you know. And both of you could be happy. Because that grind gets old quick. Anyway, go check out Ms. Fit Trucker. Especially if you're a woman and you want a woman's perspective running teams. You know, not a male's perspective, which if you watch YouTube, it's, I got to get this money. I'm going to get this money. I'm going to get this money. I'm going to get this money. You know. Anyway, guys, truckdriver101.com.